start. Okay, we got work to do. Okay, we're gonna go back. We're gonna go back to the Rabbi Yirmiyah. We're gonna talk about Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah gives the permutations. Again, we're dealing with a sukkah within a sukkah, right? The bottom sukkah and the top sukkah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says there are different permutations. So pamim sometimes just stay in kasheris. Both the bottom and the top are kasher. Pamim should stay in psulos. Both the top and the bottom one are pasul. Pamim should tachton kasher el yonah psula. Sometimes the bottom one is kasher and the top one will be pasul. And pamim and sometimes tachton psula el yonah kasherah. Sometimes the top one will be, the bottom one will be pasul and the top one will be kasher. So the question now is, okay, let's go through the cases. Now they are difficult and they're not. I'm not 100% clear on all of them. There are girsa issues, especially in the third one, a major issue between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So let's read Rashi now, and if we have time, we'll try to see what Rabbeinu Tam says. So, what's the first case? Pa'amim sheshtem ksheiros. Both of them are kosher. Bottom and the top one. Hey chidami, what's the case? Kigon shetachtona chamasim and ruba mitzilsa. Right? The bottom one. The lower one. Tachtona chamasa meruba mitzilsa. So right. So the sun is greater than if you would take the top one away and you would just look at the schach on the top of the top one, that top one would not permit enough shade. It would have too much sun. So basically it's not good schach. Right? So it doesn't have schach kosher. So it says if it doesn't have
the bottom one.
So it's if it doesn't have schach at all. The Elyona. One second. Okay, the bottom one, let's look at the bottom one. The bottom one, the schach on the bottom one, it's not enough. The top one, the Elyona, Tzilsim Rubim Mechamasa. It is good schach on the top one. Look at the volume of the schach on it. So therefore the schach on the bottom one is if it's not there, the Elyona, and the Elyona is betoch esrim, is within 20 amas of the bottom. So there you have it. So what it means you have, especially what Mati said before, it's one sukkah essentially. No. Because you're combining the two. Fine. So both are kosher. You can sit on the bottom one, and somehow, if it's sturdy enough, it was built by somebody who can do that, then you can sit on the top one as well. Maybe one kid can sleep on top. There also is like a bunk bed. It would be kosher. Okay, basically what you have there is pretty much one sukkah, I guess. So pa'amim sustain psulos. Sometimes they're both pasul. So hechidami, what's the case? He go to tervayu tzilosan merubah mechamasan. Both of them, independently, the schach on both of them would be sufficient. Right? If you shave off the top one, just have the bottom one, that schach on that bottom one will be sufficient to create enough shade. The top one also sufficient to create enough shade. So basically, you have two independent sukkos. You have two independent sukkos, but the problem is, the kaima el yona lemalim esrim amma. The top one is more than 20 amos from the ceiling, from the schach of the bottom one. It's 20 amos high from its base to the top is 20 amos high. Therefore, what? So therefore, both sukkahs are pasul. Because the bottom one is now a sukkah that's underneath a sukkah, right? It's a sukkah tacha sukkah, and the bottom one and at the bottom one is sukkah within a sukkah, and the top one is pasul because it's greater than 20 amos. Therefore, they're both pasul. So therefore, they're both pasul. Next.
This is only according to Chacham. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be cut to the top one.
Well, no, yeah, because okay, correct. But we're dealing with the Chacham, correct, because he has a different the 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda is most likely within the sheet of the Chacham. Okay, pa'amim shetachton k'shira ve'elyon p'sula. Sometimes you'll have the bottom one kosher and the top one pasul. This is the one that's going to throw Rishonim into a tizzy. Okay, so hechidami, what's the case? Kigon, I couldn't figure this out. Okay, kigon. Shetachtona tzilasa merul mechamasa. The bottom one has valid schach, right? The elyona chamasa merul mechilasa. But the top one does not have valid schach. And bekaimi tarvayu betochas rim. And both of them are within 20 amos. Basically, so from the floor of the bottom to the ceiling of the top is less than 20 amos. Okay, so let's say the minimum, right? So you have, let's say, scope Rebbe Shita, it's four amos, right? You have a tenth of the height, whatever. You have a valid sukkah on the bottom and a valid sukkah on top, except the top one has invalid schach. So what happens? The bottom one is kosher. Why? Because the top one has too much sun in it. So the top one has too much sun in it. It's not a sukkah. It's not a valid sukkah, right? So therefore, it can't pass on the bottom one. But the top one itself is pasul because chamasa meruv mitzilsa. So it's not, doesn't have valid schach. But this is what throws
me. But the walls even for the bottom one are reaching over 20.
No, they're not. From the top of the top.
From the top of the top, according to the picture, it's 24.
No, it's 19. You're looking at the wrong picture.
Yeah, We're talking the case
of okay. 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 So basically, what you have is the bottom is kosher, but it's not invalidated by the top one because the top one is invalid. But they all say, but the top, the gears we have is both of within 20. So the question I always had is why should basically the diuk is that if the top one is above 20, then it would pass on the bottom one. Why? Why does it make a difference? So Rashi says as follows. This is important Rashi. Rashi says, Tachtona k'sheira v'yono psula heichidami k'yon sheh tachtona tse'losa meruba. You see that it's like, like a third of the way up in the short lines. Let me know if you don't have it. Okay. So he says, Tischach shel oyono lav schachu. The top schach is not schach. V'lo mifsula tachtona mishum sukkah tachasukkah. Therefore, it doesn't invalidate the bottom sukkah Mugabi sukkah, Mugabi sukkah, because it's not within a sukkah. It's in an invalid sukkah. It doesn't matter. The Elyona psula, why is the top one not considered a sukkah? Because it's pasul. Mishun de chamasa meruba mitzilsa. Because there's too much sunlight going in there. Ukegon, Rashi says, the kaimi tarvayi betol kafla aretz. They both are within 20 amos of the ground. The e Elyona lamalim esrim, because had the top one been above 20 amos from the ground, mind you, that's so you're above 20 amos, af tachton psula. Then in that instance, the bottom one would also be possible. Why? He says, Mishum. No, but the bottom one is its own independent sukkah. Let's read Rashi. Mishum dimitztarif schach pasul b'hadei kosher. Because if the top sukkah is above 20 amos, then its schach is pasul, and then you have pasul schach with kosher schach, and it invalidates it.
So
that's my question. Right? Mishum the schach l'malim esrim psula. Because schach above 20 amos is pasul. Aval ki kai betoch kaf with starif, but if it's lower than 20, then it's not invalid schach and it's kosher. Ubelvach lo yetzilsi ruv chamasa the tisul tachlo mishum sukkah tachzuk. As long as the top one doesn't have sufficient shade. Basically, what Rashi says is that you have to keep the top sukkah within 20 amos, because within 20 amos that schach is not considered invalid schach. But if once the sukkah goes above 20 amos, then the sukkah, once the sukkah goes above 20 amos, then that sukkah becomes a pasul sukkah, the schach becomes pasul schach, that schach then can be considered, viewed as intertwining with the bottom schach and invalidated.
So, you don't need it. Why should it be mitzvah? You don't need it.
I know. That's my problem. Tosos doesn't like this. Tosos changed the gears, but I don't know if we have time to do it. Tosos completely changes the gearsa and changes the din. It's Tosos on Testament Bays. If you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I get 8 lines from where they get middle sized. 8 lines up. It starts with Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, "L'mala me'esrim lo chashiv schach pasul." Above 20 amos, it's not considered schach pasul either. What Simcha is saying, above 20 amos, it's not schach pasul because it's not a problem with the schach. It's a problem with the sukkah. It's just a technical issue. The schach is fine, right? May akash ain apsul ela machmas gova. The psul is only machmas gova. So if that's the case, why in our case do you have to say the top sukkah is within 20 amos? Rabbeinu Tam changes the gears. You go a little further down. So now you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines when they get wider. The Garis Rabbeinu Tam, Tachtona Kshera, the Elyona Psula, what's that case? Heichi Dami, he goes to Elyona Chamasim Ruba Tzilsa, the same thing, the top one is invalid Tzchach, the Tachtona Tzilsim Ruba, and the bottom one is good Tzchach, the Chamasa, the Kaima Tachtona Betoch Esrim. The bottom one has to be within 20 amos. That's all.
Top one could be.
Yeah, who cares how high the top one is? Once it's invalid, because once Rabbeinu Tam says, once you have invalid, if it's above 20 amos, the schach doesn't combine.
Which is, I think, right. The note over here, which is quoted to Rashi, says the reason why the top sukkah has to be 20 amos is from the floor of the
I don't think that changes anything though.
Of course it does.
True. No, because if it's so Rabbeinu Tam doesn't care. Rabbeinu Tam says it could be above 20 amos.
I know. Great. So right. That means the top sukkah is kosher based on the fact of how it works. The bottom sukkah now is puzzled up.
No, remember the top sukkah doesn't have good schach.
I understand. No, according to this one, the top one does. The upper sukkah is covered with schach.
Our case is.
I don't know what that means.
It must be the wrong case. Our case is where the top one is invalid because it has chamasa meruba mitzilsa. That's our case. Right. Our case is clearly case of chamasa. What? No, this is Tachonah. Okay. All right. That's the third case. Now the fourth case. The reason why they're going to have it, they have this issue also, is because it comes something come up later in the Gemara. But Gamim she'el yonak shera. Sometimes the top one is kosher, Tachonah psula. Hichidami that where top is good, bottom is no good. Can go to Tarvayot tzilasim ruvim mechamasam. Both of them have independently would have valid schach. So what would happen? The kaima el yonam toches rim, and the top one is within 20 amos. So the top one's a valid sukkah. It's within 20 amos. It has good schach. The bottom one now is within the sukkah. So who cares that it has good schach? It's within a sukkah. It's possible because it's sukkah within the sukkah. So the Gemara Ben says pshita. Wait, all of these are just taking the rules and applying it to cases. So it's pshita. Give me the rules. Give me the case, and I'll make the application. So why is this such a thinness? Where's Rav Yirmiya come? Where's Rav Yirmiya come and tell us this? It's pshita. What? Yeah, who's afraid of Rav Yirmiya? I just remember seeing a video like that. It says, who's afraid of Rav Yirmiya?
Who's afraid of Rav Yirmiya?
Yeah, says, right. Half of your leg is in, half of your leg is out. We love Rav Yirmiya. So, Tachtona Kishera Ve'elyona Psul Itzdrichle. We need it for case three. Case three is the Chiddush. Why? Let's go according to Rashi. Remember, Rashi's case was, is that the bottom one is good. Wait, the top one is bad. The bottom one is good, but they're both within 20 amos, right? They're both within 20 amos. So tachtonik sherei yopsus itzrichle mao detema. You might say nigzar. Let's make a gzera. Maybe we'll say that we'll pass on the bottom one in this case as well because of a gzera. Dilma mitzdari tzchach pasul b'hadi tzchach kosher kamash malan. Because maybe people won't realize that the reason why this is kosher is because the top one is below 20 amos. They'll just think, I look up, I see, if the top one doesn't have valid schach, then the bottom one is good. They won't realize that the reason why the bottom one is good is because the top one schach is within 20 amos. So there may come a situation where the top one will be above 20 amos, and people say, oh, look, the schach is now still, chamas and merubah mitzilsa, that's not good, we'll disregard that, and we'll just use the bottom sukkah. Well, so that's why, the kamash malan, we don't make the gzera.
We're going to go and learn tomorrow later on that gives us the exact measurements of when we can combine the two top and bottom tops.
Okay.
It's one of those the funny names in the Mishnah of one of the sukkahs.
Right.
If you don't know what it is, it
right.
Ends up being a sukkah that we combine together. How's it doesn't fit with this?
But you're not combining it. It's two separate sukkahs.
Isn't this the problem
is
the combining the
schach? No, you're worried that but combining the schach means and therefore it passes.
Correct.
All right. So, what makes it possible? But you're not sitting in that sukkah. I think. I hear your question. Now let's go according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's sheet was what? Rabbeinu Tam's sheet was is that they're both within as long as the bottom one was in 20 amos. I don't care about the top one, you know, being high. So what would be the reason why this is the chiddush? The chiddush is exactly that. The chiddush is, he used to change the gears a little bit, but the chiddush is exactly that. That above, you would think that people would say that above 20 amos will be a problem because it's a sukkah puzzle. Kamash malan, I don't care how tall it is. As long as if it's above 20 amos, the schach is not puzzle. Right, so that's the bottom of the Tosos on Tesson. It's a fundamental Tosos on Tesson base. The top of that Tosos talks about what the case is where it's chamas and merubah b'tzilsa under the tree. Is it valid by itself? Or only combined with the pasul schach that you get sufficient shade in the bottom sukkah. That was for yesterday's Gemara. But the bottom toast talks about shita rabbeinu tam. Okay, next. So here's sort of what you were talking about, Mati, a little bit. So kama ye ben sukkah l'sukkah. What should be the distance between the ceiling and the floor, right? Between the schach on the bottom and the schach on the top. Right, and the bottom one will be pasul mishum sukkah shetachas sukkah. Again, you can't have a sukkah tachas sukkah. Okay, what's the combination? How much is that distance between this schach and the top schach to say that the bottom one is pasul mishum sukkah gabi sukkah? So you would think, well, you need a valid sukkah. Well, that's only the last sheet. Well, no, not according to the first two. Amar Ramuna tefach. As long as there's a tefach between each the schachs, then the bottom sukkah is considered sukkah inside a sukkah, which is strange because he's not really a sukkah. But the issue is schach, according to these first two shitas. So I'm going to put a tefach. How do we know that tefach is a dabra chashuv? Shekeim atzinu b'ohali tumah, which is the same thing when it comes to tumas ol. Ol tumah tefach. So here's a tefach. They change the girsa to the tanan. Because it's a mission olos, and the third parakin olos. So you have an ohel, which is tefach al tefach berum tefach. So it's like a tefach this way, a tefach this way. The board is basically a bench, a tefach thick, right? So therefore, so underneath it you have a mace, And to the side of it, you, let's say you have kalim or something like that. The mace is underneath it. So the question is, does the tumma go straight up, or does the tumma spread out? It depends if you have an oil in here. If it's, so the Mishnah says, if it's a tefach high, maybe es hatumma, u chotzeis mifnei hatumma. Right? It brings up the tumma, and it's chotzeis mifnei tumma. Meaning, the tumma, I think, spreads. So therefore, the kli on the side becomes tameh. But aval, pachas mirum tefach, if it's less than a tefach, so basically it's like much down, so basically there's no really oil, it just goes straight up. It goes straight up, it doesn't have oil, it doesn't spread out. Pachas mirum tefach, lo maybe below chotzeis. It doesn't bring the tumma to the sides, and doesn't create a chatzitza going up. So the thing that's above the bed should be tameh, but the thing next to the mace, unless it touched it, would be fine. But the point being, that's in all those cases, the point being is either tefach is a chashav. Space of a tefach is considered a chashav. Okay, that's one answer. Again, we're trying to figure out how much space between the top schach and the bottom schach is necessary in order to create a situation where the bottom schach is puzzle, because sukkah, gabi, sukkah, assuming both schachs by themselves would be sufficient for shade. Okay, so Rav Chisda. Well, no, we're just talking about the fact that tefach is considered a chash of space. Now, Rav Chisda, Rav Arhuna, Amri, no, you need arba'a, you need four tefachim, because shalom atzina makam chash of tefachim arba'a. But that's throughout Shas, I guess, wherever he says that in order to be considered a dabar chash of, has to have the space of four tefachim. A tefach is what you're saying, that's a din and tumah, but when it comes to making a space, to making an area, you need four tefachim. That's Rav Chisda. Shmuel Amar, no, Shmuel says no, asar tefachim. You need 10 tefachim. Why? Because that's a kosher sukkah. In order to invalidate a sukkah, you need another kosher sukkah. So he says, my time in the Shmuel, hechshera kach psula. The way you kasher a sukkah by making a 10 tefachim high, so too, that's the minimum shear of a sukkah, so too kach psula. Ma hechshera basara, just a kosher sukkah is only becomes kosher if it's 10 tefachim high. A psula basara, so too, the sukkah, in order to passel, the top sukkah, in order to passel, has to be a valid sukkah. That's all. Ma hechshera b'esara, a pasula b'asara. Okay. All right, there's a Rashi say about that. Rashi says it's the 6 wide line. Hechshera kach pasula mishum shtei sukkos pasula kra. The ki lesba elyona hechshera sukkah, if the top sukkah doesn't have that, a shear, lav sukkah hevelo pasula. It's not considered a sukkah. You're talking about a sukkah within a sukkah. Okay, so now they're going to ask, Shmuel Shita seems the most mistaver. Now we're going to ask on it. But usually, when the Gemara is with the Falpa with a Shita, that's the Shita you usually go like. Okay. Tanan, wait a second. Let's look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, we had that cryptic lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, of what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. So Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein di yurin be'el yona hatachtonik sheira. If there are no people living in the top one, then the bottom one is kosher. So what does that mean? What does ein di yurin mean? My ein di yurin. So ilayma di yurin mamish. If you're talking about whether there are actual people. We're not talking about actual people. Does whether people actually go into the sukkah, make a sukkah valid or not? A sukkah is based on shirim. It's not based on how many people go in there. It's based on shirim. Yet maybe people won't go in there, but it still has impact based on the shir, based on the size. So elalav, what's the case? My ein diurim. What does it mean that there are no diurim be'elyona? It's kol she'ein ru'uy ledira. Any sukkah, which we didn't have, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if the top sukkah is not ro'uy for anyone to be in, then it's not considered a sukkah. Then you don't have a problem. That's what he says. Kol she'ein ru'uyim v'heichi dami. So what's a case where it's not royal to urim? That would be the loga bo asara. According to this, now we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda says in order to have an issue of sukkah that gabi sukkah, the top one has to be 10 tefachim high. And the chachamim argue on him. Right? Right? Therefore, michlal, the time of kama sabar, afa pi ein ru'uy l'dir psula. Even if we don't have the 10 tefachim, it still has impact. That goes against Shmuel. Shmuel can be lining up with Rabbi Yehuda, but you want Shmuel to be lining up with the chachamim. So Shmuel doesn't line up the Chachamim here, because according to what we're learning now, the Chachamim aren't in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you need 10 Tefachim in the Sukkah, and the Chachamim don't. So therefore that goes against Shmuel. So Gemara says, Ki Asa Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, Amri Bar Marava, they said in the West, they said in Eretz Yisrael, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says, Im Ein Diurim Bel Yonah? He's not talking about the height of the Sukkah, he's talking about the sturdiness of the Sukkah, what you were saying before. Im Ein Tachtona, if the top one cannot contain the pillows and the beds, the sheets of the other one, in other words, you can't sleep there. Amen. I guess so, or it's too small, whatever. You can't sleep there. Then the tachtonik sheira, because if the top one is not royal for people to sit there, it's not considered a sukkah, and they don't care about the tent talking. They're just talking about whether you could be able to sleep there. I think maybe be sturdy. Interesting thing over here is they don't talk about that it's not royal for people to eat. They focus only on the sleeper. Right, so this happens to be machlokas the post game as to whether or not you have a sukkah. If you have a sukkah that you can sleep in but not eat in, whether that's considered kosher or not. The machlokas between the Ramban and the Chacham Tzvi.
Knock out the bottom sukkah?
What?
Wouldn't that having bed chair now knock out the bottom sukkah because now you got a solid?
So maybe, it knocks out the bottom. Again, we're not talking about the actual being there. We're talking about the ability for it to be there. Okay. All right. So the Gemara now says, wait a second, that's still a problem. Because Michlal, that would indicate the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same kasha. Michlal, the Tanakama suffer Alpha Pish Ainer Ruhi Lakabo Psula. They say that even if it's not Roy for someone to sleep there, it's puzzle. I mean, they're arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. They're arguing because Shmuel says you need 10 tefachim. The Chachamim are saying, I don't care. He says, it's not big enough. Who cares? Whether they just moved over the question from the actual saying 10 tefachim to whether you have enough validity, enough size to contain the Karim and Kesassos. So the Gemara says, no, there's no machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda according to this. They are moda, right? The Tanakama is moda that if the Tachtona can have karim uksasos on the Elyona, the Tachtona, if the bottom one can't support the beds, they still agree it could be kosher, but Ika Binayu, the difference between them is the Yechol L'Kavel Ayreit D'Chach. This, I'm not sure what this means. Like, does it mean it just slopes? I mean, either you can support it or you can't support it. I don't know what it means. Maybe it just means the size. Maybe it will support it, whether you can fit in or not. So the Tanakam, they both say that if it could, basically there's different levels of supporting, of having the pillows and the beds in the top one. The Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as you can fit it in there, it's fine. The Chacham say you have to have a little more room in there. But they're both agreeing that it doesn't have to be a full-sized sukkah, and therefore they agrees with Shmuel. Right. Next Mishnah. Okay. Now we're going to talk about cases where the sukkah itself is valid, and you're talking about doing things to the sukkah itself, not in another sukkah, whether it makes a puzzle or not. So now, piris aleha sadin mipnei hachama. So you spread out a sheet over the sukkah to protect you from the sun. Okay, again, you have still sun, rubu chamasa, but still it's the middle of it's hot, and that whatever little sun comes in is making it very hot. Oh, tachteha mipnei hanashar. Or you spread a sheet underneath the schach to catch the foliage that's dripping down. So basically we say, what do we say? Or shapires al gabe hakinuf. What you did here is you took this you have a bed within the sukkah, okay, and you put like sort of like a tent. But the way you did the tent, I believe, is you did four, but not canopy. There's different types of canopy. There's a tent type canopy bed. And then there's the real canopy, it's four. Right, so you did it with four on the side, and you spread it over, right? So you had four high things, and then you put the sheet on top of it. It's psula. That is all puzzle. I guess it's puzzle meaning sleep. If you slept under the bed, in that bed, you're not yotze. Right?
Valid.
Right, well that spot is invalid. Psula. You're not yotze, you're a chova, but if you sleep in a sukkah over there. Aval, but Pores hu al gabe naklite hamita. This you can do like a tent. The naklite hamita is you two poles on the edge of the corner, and then you have it sloping down like a triangle on it. That was valid because that's not considered an ohel. That's not considered. What?
You're not sleeping under a sheet.
It's not a different rishus. Basically, it's not. Doesn't considered a different rishus. I guess because the whole issue is that the roof has to have the width of a tefach, and here it doesn't. No roof because it meets at a point.
Somebody told me that they have a valid sukkah with a sheet underneath it that's made of like
mosquito
netting. Interesting.
They keep themselves.
Uh-huh. Someone told me that in
California, no sukkah have wool. They always have wool. It's so hot.
So what do they do?
They
have
like,
all the love and stuff.
Holes and.
Yeah, I heard in Florida people
have
sukkahs
where it's
hotter.
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
Because they're all exhibitionists in California, so they have to. Everyone has to look inside.
California, they can afford to put air conditioning.
So that's it.
That's what we did in Texas.
What?
Same.
The poles?
No,
No, there's a lattice, there's lava, there's no real walls.
Too hot.
So Texans are exhibitionists too.
Well, that goes against my shita. All right. So, Amar Lo Shana, we already said this din, that if you put the sheet underneath the sukkah, it's pasul, el play in the shar. If your kavana is to protect, because then that sheet is considered tzchach, and then becomes schach from something that's makabal tumah, and therefore it's pasul. Aval lina osak shera. If you're putting it out there for decorations, the whole purpose was there is not for protection, but for noi, then it's not considered schach. It's considered decorations, and that will be kosher. So the Gemara says, Chitim, Ibn Yanishar tonight. That's what it says in the Mishnah. What are you telling me? It says Ibn Yanishar. The Mishnah specifically said the reason why it's pasul. So Gemara says, Mao de tema, who had din dafil na osa. You would have thought that the same din that the Mishnah would apply, even if it's there for decorative purposes. Why is it say specifically because of the protection? That's because Orcha de Milsa Katani. That's what they typically did it, to put the sheet there. Kamash Malan, Rechis says, no, if Neha Nishar is Dafka, not La Dafka. Okay. So Lema Misayele. Now we're going to try to bring a riot to Rav Chisda. Remember, Rav Chisda just said that the sheet is put out for decorative purposes. It doesn't pass on because it's not considered Tzchach. So Lema Misayele is follows. You have a following Brysa. Is this a Brysa? Yeah, similar to the Tosefta. Okay, Lema Misayele, Sichicha Kihilchasa. So you have a valid schach, beautiful schach, everything like that. The Itra, and now you beautify it with what? Bikramim. Yeah, these types of knitted clothing. Ubisidunim Hamitsuyarim, and colored or painted sheets. Bitalaba, or you hung from the schach a gozim, nuts, skadim, almonds. Afar sakin, peaches, rimonim, pomegranates, parkile, anovim, clusters of grapes, va'atarish al shivon. You put decorations up under the sukkah. Yeno shimonim, muslatos, things in a glass, something like that. Right? These things are asur lihistatek mehen. They're muksa. So you can't use them on yontif because they were set aside. They're muksa and you can't use them for yontif. Interesting, Tosafot Gemara says, Ad motzi yotav achron shel chag, until after Shmini Atzeres, you can't use them. Toso says, because the possibility exists that on Shmini Atzeres ben hashmashos, somebody might come, and you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, obviously, in Kutzlaris. And if someone comes to ben hashmashos, still to eat in the sukkah, and migui that it's muksa for ben hashmashos, it's muksa for the whole day. That's basically what Toso says. And Toso has to compare that between the case of an Esser, because an Esser would say it's not muksa on Shmini Atzeres. Point being, because usually you use the Esser for the last time in the morning. You're not using it again. So it doesn't become muksa at night. But Shmini Atzeres, the possibility exists. Someone comes at night. What, you having like Suda or Chizla? So someone's coming at night, right before, and they have to eat in the sukkah, obviously. So, the in hisna aleihem, and if you made a t'nai before Yonta Rishon, that I am not going to, kol pitno, everything goes going to the t'nai. So basically, if you put up these wine bottles as decorations, you make a t'nai, then I'm going to use them. Well, I don't know why. And so then they're not muksa anymore. Because muksa means set aside, and these aren't set aside because you had das. Okay, so therefore, but you see from here, the point being, is that you will put these sidonim in the sukkah, these sheets in the sukkah, to for decorative purposes. It doesn't pass the schach. So Gemara says, Dilma min atzad. Who says that these sidonim, who says Zariah? Who says these sheets are underneath the schach? Maybe you put them up on the sides. You did it on the walls, which is what a lot of people do now. They have you know, beautiful walls on the side. Okay. So now, Itmar, it was set in the base measures. Noi sukkah, right? So you have the decorative sukkahs. Ein mima'atin basukkah. They do not lower the height of the sukkah. Bein l'kul, bein l'chumra. Meaning they don't, if my sukkah is, whatever it is, it still count from the schach, right? It doesn't lower the height of the sukkah. Meaning, right, let's say you have a sukkah that's 20 amos high, and you lower, and you made it lower because of the noi sukkah, that's not going to help. It's still 20 amos high. Let's say you have a sukkah that's dafka 10 tvachim, you put the noi drop below 10 tvachim, doesn't matter, it doesn't hurt you, it doesn't hinder, it's still a valid sukkah. Okay? But Amar Rav Ashi, min hatsad, mima'atin. However, from the side, it is mima'i. Meaning if it's on, let's say it's, you have to be dollar according to Rebbe, or 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, rubel, rosh, rubel, shulchano. If those come on the side, then that's an issue because, I guess the difference is, the schach is talking about the schach, you know, where the schach kosher, that where the height is, and the width of the contained the area in the sukkah, that talks about the person, whether he fits or not. So the sudden, do, right, okay. Next, now we're going to have a story. Minyamin is the name of a person, Avdei de Rav Ashi. He was the servant of Rav Ashi. It Misha le Kitonta b'maya. He was walking around and he got his shirt, his cloak got soaking wet. Right? Got soaking wet. He didn't know what to do. So am talulata, he hung it over the sukkah to dry it. It must be in a case, in a situation where people know that it got, the reason why you're not allowed to dry things on Shabbos is because people think you wash it on Shabbos. So it must be a case where people was clear that it didn't get, it was just after a monsoon. So everybody knew that's how it got wet. It wasn't because it got dried. It wasn't because he washed it. So Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says to him, Dalia, take it down. Delo leim rukamisachi. So people don't see, that we're going to be misachik on our sukkah, but davar makabel tuma. This is an item that's makabel tuma. But the schach can't be something that's makabel tuma. So he says, why Binyamin says back to him, the hakachazulei deretivifa. They see it's wet. What are you worried about? Marzayin. Marzayin of what? Anyone who has a marzayin, you have to look back for the pool in the street. Marzayin is sort of regular. You look at it, it's wet, it's soaking wet. He knows I'm not being misachik on it. He knows it's being put there to dry. So he says, no, exactly. L'chiyasu kaminala. What I meant to tell you is when it dries, make sure to take it out. Okay, it's fine. Okay, now, we said before that Rav Chizah said that if you put the sheet, the sadin, under the schach, for decorative purposes, it's not pasul, right? It does not invalidate the sukkah. So the Gemara now is going to talk about what the distance has to be. You know, how far down can the noy sukkah drop. Okay? So itmar, alert, set in the base medrash. Noy, is it noy or noye? I'm not sure. Noye sukkah. So we have these decorations of the sukkah, like these sheets and all these things. Noy sukkah hamuflagin mimena arba, that are distance. Muflag is distance, right? They're separated, right? They're flagger. They're separated from the schach arba, four tvachim. I mean, it hangs down four tvachim. Rav Nachman amar kasher. Rav Nachman says it's still kasher because you put it there l'shem noy, not l'shem schach. It's still kasher, and therefore they're bottled to the schach. Rav Chizda, Rav Rahuna Amri Psula, they say it's pasul because since now that their distance of four tvachim, which is what we said before, is a shear of a makam chashuv, they're no longer considered noy sukkah. They consider their own ohel. There's that their own ohel over there, and therefore that someone who's sleeping under there or eating under there is sleeping under the decorations, not under the schach, which is why a lot of people have a very machmid that not to have those long decorations in their sukkah. I mean, we have to leave it over the table, not over where somebody, let's say where somebody's sitting, because the kids make these long things, or your wife goes to the store and buys this nice long, what looks like a Christmas decoration, and they hang down, so people are very machmid not to, a lot of people, some people are machmid not to sit under those. Rav Chizda v'Rav Arhuna iklu be'Reish Galusa. That's a fascinating story. So Rav Chizda and Rav Arhuna come to the house of the Reish Galusa. Okay, so remember, Chizda and Rav Arhuna are the ones who said that it can't drop down for more than four tvachim. So Aginu Rav Nachman, who's their Baal Plukta, puts them into a sukkah, right? He shoves them into a sukkah the noy sukkah are dropped for tvachim. It must be at night. They didn't see. He puts them in there. Yeah, so you see from here that there's no lichta even if you hold your shita correct. But it's interesting. What's he doing? He knows their shita, and nevertheless, he puts them in that sukkah, the sukkah that they say is pasul, right? And Ishtiku, they didn't say anything. They went to sleep. That's it. The low Amru Le below me, he didn't say anything to him. So Amru Lehu, so Nachman says to them, Hadubir Bala Mishmaitayu? Did you retract your words? You're sleeping in my sukkah. So he said, no, we didn't. Basically, they said, we're patur from a sukkah right now anyway, because we're shluchei mitzvah. We're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, so we're patur from a sukkah anyway, so we don't care where we sleep. Right? Amru Le, Anan, shluchei mitzvah, Anan, upturim in a sukkah. Once we're patur from a sukkah, it doesn't matter. So now the big, what mitzvah are they doing? What mitzvah are they doing? And what mitzvah they were doing to the point where there wasn't Efsel Kayan Shleyah? So Rashi says Shluchei Mitzvah Anu L'Hakbil Pnei Rosh Gola. We're going to visit the Reish Galusa. The Chayiv Adam L'Hakbil Pnei Rabo Beregel, which is a mitzvah. You have to be Mekabo Pnei Rabo Beregel. The Reish Galusa is the Rebbe. I don't understand that. No, but the mitzvah is not. The mitzvah is to go to Mekabo Pnei Rabo to hear Shir from him. The Reish Galusa wasn't a Rebbe. We know all of four shots.
But the Reish Galusa's house did have. Okay,
but. Okay, upatrinan, kinetan, come on, shluchei mitzvah p'turim in the sukkah. Okay, so what are they, why is there no eshel kayim shleim? They're going to visit the Reish Galusa. Right now they're there. So they're not in the middle of the mitzvah. So I don't know why it's not eshel kayim shleim here. Right, so he says, the Tosos points out, Tosos Yimashu Shluchei, he says, Kigon chayim mit batlin min ha-mitzvos im ha-yimachzirin achar sukkah acheres. They would have been mevatel the mitzvah. There was no other sukkah in this town that would have had, no other available sukkah that they knew of, that they would have been able to go to in this town. Had they trekked all over the place to find it, they would have left the area and they wouldn't have been Makai in the mitzvah of Bikur Rebbe under Rega. Okay? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, there's more than what we're talking about is written here. There's much more to discuss. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. So Shmuel saying again here now. Again, Shmuel was the one who said it had to be right, or Shmuel a few times. Right, Mutar Lishen Bikila Basukkah. You can sleep in a kila in the sukkah. Apa Pisha Yishla Gag, even though it has a roof. Behu She'ena Gavo Asara. But that's so long as the roof of the kila is not 10 tefachim above the mattress, I guess. And then it's not considered the ohel and still considered the tzel v'sukkah. So kila, I believe, is also a four corners. They put with a canopy and it's got the sheet. I think it's there is a picture of it. What picture number?
Oh no.
Yeah, look at the bottom. What picture number?
Number?
Yeah. Kuf chaf vav.
Yeah.
I have it on the kuf. Your tests, okay. Okay, as long as it's not high enough. Okay, so you can sleep in the kila. That's not as long as it's not 10 tefachim high. So Tashma, and I'm going to ask a question on Shmuel. Hayoshan v'kila basukah lo yisdechavasa. We have a brayta that says if you sleep in a kila, you're not yotze. What's the obvious answer? It wasn't 10 tefachim. It was more than 10 tefachim. The hakanami yaskin k'shishet gavo asara. That case was talking about where it was 10 tefachim high, and then there was his own rishus. Now you're sleeping within the canopy, not within the shade of the sukkah. So Meisve, we ask another kasha on Shmuel. The Mishnah says on Daf Chav, Hayoshin tachas hamita basukah loyotzei chavaso. If someone sleeps under a bed in the sukkah, whatever, he's not scared to sleep outside, but he's scared of the dark, so he sleeps under the bed. He's sleeping under the bed inside the sukkah. He's not yotzei. So Gemara answers again, Hatirgam Shmuel b'mita gavo asara. That's talking about the case with the bed from where you sleep to the top to the bottom of the bed, which was on top of you, was 10 tefachim. If it's less than 10 tefachim, then no problem. Okay, so Tashma, another question from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just said, Osha Piris Agabe Kinofos Pesula. If you put the canopy over the Kinofos, which was the four pole thing, right, it's Pesul. You're not Yotze Yehov by sleeping in the Sukkah because the sudden, right, there are the sheets create a roof, and therefore it's Pesul. So there should be any difference between the Kinofos and the Kilo. That's the question. So Gemara then says, So the Gemara says, Hasanami the Gvi Asara. That's also. It was 10 tefachim high. That's the problem. So Gemara says, no, but how low katani hachi? There's another Bryce that explains this Mishnah and doesn't establish that case of being higher than 10 tefachim. Right? The Tanya, we have a Bryce, Naklitin Shnayim, the Kinofos Arba. The Naklitin type bed is when you have two poles. So it's more, it goes to a point. It's like a tent head. The Kinofos Arba. And the Kinofos Arba. Pirius agabi kinafos, if you put on top of the kinafos, which again the roof is now a tefach, psula, alpi agabe nakfilin kshera, ubilvad sheiloye nakfilin gavoim min hamita asara. But if it's higher than 10 tefachim, it would be pasul. So the only time we talk about the 10 tefachim is by the nakritin. Michlal, the kinafos, afabish engavon asara. The diuk is that when it comes to the kinafos, even if it's not 10 tefachim high, the top is not 10 tefachim above the mattress, it's still pasul. That goes against Shmuel. Because Shmuel says as long as it's less than 10 tefachim, you'll be kosher. So the Gemara says, Shani kinofos, the kinofos is different, the kvi. A kinof and a, what was the other thing he said? A kinof and a kila are different. Because the kinofos has, the poles in them are fixed. They're fixed poles. Right? So since they're fixed poles, they're considered... There are two ways to make something considered its own ohel, its own valid area. Either it's more than 10 tefachim, or you have fixed poles. If it's fixed, it's own. It has established its own chashivas. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So if that's so, therefore, the answer is as follows. Shmuel says you can sleep in the kina under 10 tefachim, because if by the kina, since it's not fixed poles, they come in and out. So what makes it a makam chashuv is the 10 tefachim. But when it comes to the kinofos, Shmuel would agree that even below 10 tefachim you can't sleep there, because even below 10 tefachim is still considered its own reshus because it has fixed poles. Okay, so now the Gemara asks on Shmuel, Varei sukkah al gabe sukkah, right? We have sukkah on top of a sukkah. Now we're assuming the kviya, that the top sukkah is in there, kavua, it's set in there. And Amar Shmuel, Mar Shmuel kechsher kach psula. Shmuel says it has to be 10 tefachim, right? Shmuel says it has to be 10 tefachim, even by a fixed item. It has to be 10 tefachim, even by a fixed item. So why by the sukkah, the agabi sukkah, he requires a 10 tefachim if it's a fixed item, and when it comes to the, then when it comes to the kinofos, if it's less than 10 tefachim, he agrees because it's a fixed item. Is it fixed or 10 tefachim? Which one is it? So Amri, Hassam, the difference. Hassam, the lemifsal sukkah ba'asara. Hachad l'shavei ohala, batim asara nam yahavei ohala. The difference, yes, they're both fixed. But what's the cases going on there? Over there, we're talking about a sukkah within a sukkah. We're trying to figure out how large of the top sukkah is it enough to passel. I'm not talking about creating a sukkah here. We're talking about passeling something else to make something else invalid. That you need the 10 tefachim. But in the case of the maklitin, right, I'm not talking about making something else invalid. We're talking about making a reshus, making its own reshus. And if it's fixed poles, that makes its own reshus, even if it's less than 10 tefachim. Basically, you're comparing apples and oranges. Two different cases. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.